really struck Sunday morning when I was on my way out here as we drove through town. And there was a big flea market going on in Gahanna. I put this up here so you could see some pictures of just how big the crowds were and how many tents were up. And you know, a flea market's really not a bad thing. I kind of like going to them. It's fun to mix with people, get some junk food. An auction's even more fun. Should it be a higher priority than coming to worship, than meeting with the church? And as we came through on Sunday morning, about 9 o'clock, it made me sad to think that all these people were willing to come out to something as inconsequential as a flea market, but wouldn't have anything to do with God's Word, with His will, and for the sake of stuff, many are entering that wide gate that leads to destruction that we're told about in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. When instead, their feet need to follow a different way. They need to accept direction from the Lord, as we're told in Jeremiah chapter 10. And only by giving up stuff and valuing the Lord will He value us. And will we be of value to Him? So my question is, when Jesus comes again, will we have valued Him as treasure, as Matthew 13 and 44 discusses? Will He find us just and find value in us? Will He find us to be a pearl of great price, Matthew 13, 45 and 46? Will He find us to be good, Matthew 13, 47 and 48? You know, we're told at the end of the world, the wicked will be severed from the just and cast away, Matthew 13, 49 and 50. Will you be numbered with the wicked or with the just? Are you holding on to stuff instead of the Lord? And if you don't like your answer, now is the time to change. 2 Corinthians 6, 2 tells us, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation." Will you make right now your time of salvation? Please let us know if we can help you improve your walk or start your Christian walk. Come forward as we stand and sing.